So this week I thought maybe we could do beef stroganoff. Beef stroganoff is one of my favorite meals, but I don't make it that often because it's not fantastically great for you, and it is quite a lot of work and it's pretty expensive. But when done right, it's worth the time, and it's definitely not an everyday food, but a special occasion, definitely good. Now, the ingredients. And this makes about 4 to 6 servings, depending on how much you eat. 1.5 pounds of beef sirloin steak, 1/2 inch thick, 16 ounces of fresh mushrooms sliced. It ends up being about 2.5 cups. 1.5 medium onions, thinly sliced, 1 garlic clove, I sometimes add 2, finely chopped. 1/2 cup of butter or margarine, 1.5 cups of beef flavored broth, and then 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, which actually originated in India, of all places, was just bottled in England first. So, different pronunciations of that, whatever. 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups of sour cream, and 3 cups of hot cooked egg noodles. Those are your ingredients. Now, to cut the steak, I recommend putting it in the freezer for a bit first. Not like frozen, but get it nice and cold, like 1/2 an hour in the freezer, wrapped in plastic. Bring it out. You want to cut it across the grain in about 1.5 to 1/2 inch strips, depending on your steak cut. It really, however much you think would fit in a bite or two. Then you take the mushrooms, the onions, and the garlic, and you cook them in the butter over medium heat. You want to do that until the onions are tender. Then you remove those from the skillet and cook the beef in the same skillet until brown. Once it's brown, you stir in 1 cup of the broth and the salt and the Worcestershire sauce, and you heat to a boiling. Once it's boiling, you reduce the heat, cover, simmer it for about 15 minutes. This is helping the beef kind of not be so tough. Then you take the last 1/2 cup of broth, and you stir it into the flour before stirring it into the beef mixture. That's just going to kind of thicken things up a bit. Then you add the onion mixture, heat to a boiling, stirring constantly. Don't walk away from this. Just keep stirring it till it's boiling. Boil and keep stirring it for about 1 minute. Then you add the sour cream. You just heat it until hot. You don't want to boil it. And then turn it off or remove it from the heat immediately once the sauce is back to being hot. Then you just serve it over the egg noodles, which you should have boiled while you were doing the rest of this. but it's a really simple dish, just a little expensive with a little prep at the start, and it's really yummy. Beef stroganoff is really good. Some people do this with ground beef. I just don't think it has the same depth of flavor with ground beef as it does with steak. Also, don't use stew meat. It's way too tough. If you're going to use stew meat, at least cook it in the crock pot to soften it up before you try to use it. But just about any cut of steak would probably work. Don't do this to filet. Like, that's just wrong. Poor filet does not need to end up in beef stroganoff, but other cuts could probably work too. So, that is your beef stroganoff. It is a very, very tasty dish, and I highly recommend it, especially for dates. Usually it's not too heavy to, negate things happening, but, it's nice enough and shows that you put some effort in because you got to do a lot of prep. So, anyway, that is beef stroganoff. I hope you enjoyed and I hope you eat it. And please let me know if you do make it, how you like it, and if you changed anything. Thanks and have a great day.